against Sanskrit. It's not a speech. It's not a speech. It's not a speech. It's not a shiur. You'll find out what it is. All right. First of all, I ask Mechila. I'll get loud. First of all, I ask Mechila from Hashem. It's not. I'm not worthy of speaking about doing tshuva. I haven't done tshuva myself, but hopefully this be ma'ir myself, if nobody else. Usually works for me, and also I spend time thinking about what to say. I don't know if I'm fully prepared, so I ask Siyata Deshmaya that Hashem should open up my heart and should work out. First of all, I'd like to start with what is the Avaida? What is Avaida on Rosh Hashanah? What is Avaida on Rosh Hashanah? As we know, on Rosh Hashanah we don't talk about our chatayim. We don't say al chait. We don't call al chait. We don't talk about our chatayim. We don't talk about our averus. Which is interesting. It seems peculiar not to talk about our chatayim. Rosh Hashanah, they have part of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And it doesn't seem either that the theme of Rosh Hashanah so much is Tshuva. If we're not mentioning our Chatar, we're not mentioning our sins, we're not. What are we doing exactly in Rosh Hashanah? And I think the pshat is as follows. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only judges a person for where he is now. It says by Yishmael, by Asher Husham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged Yishmael the way he was. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Yishmael would go out with Tarav Israel, Yishmael would become a Rasha, but nonetheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged him the way he was then. And therefore, in Rosh Hashanah also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only judges us the way we are now. Hashem doesn't look, even if the person, at least the person in the future, doesn't look if in the future the person is going to do Averis. But Rav Volbi brings out another Chiddush. Rav Volbi brings from Yerushalmi that it's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at our future Averis or Rosh Hashanah. Ba'asher Husham doesn't just mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at our future Averis. Ba'asher Husham, he brings from the Yerushalmi that Hashem doesn't even look at our past Averis. Hashem doesn't look at what we were in the past. Hashem doesn't look at our Averis that we did the past year, the past 30 years. Hashem doesn't look at the person's Averis. Ba'asher Husham, Hashem judges the person on Rosh Hashanah the way he is on Rosh Hashanah, the way he's acting on Rosh Hashanah, his feelings on Rosh Hashanah. So I think that's the pshat on Rosh Hashanah. What is avodah on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, we put aside our past. We put aside our chatayim. It gets confusing if we have to focus on our chatayim, if we have to focus on our sins. So we're overwhelmed. How am I going to deal with my chatayim? How is Hashem going to be mochel me? Am I really not going to do it again? Am I really sorry? By full chayrata. But the avodah Rosh Hashanah perhaps is a little bit easier. We don't have to worry about the past. We have to worry about the present. We have to treat Rosh Hashanah as if our avodah Rosh Hashanah is to be perfect Yidden, to be perfect Jews, to be perfect Avdei Hashem. Our job on Rosh Hashanah is not to think about what we were. Our job on Rosh Hashanah is to think about now, how am I going to act on Rosh Hashanah? How am I going to act on this Rosh Hashanah? Person is very careful with his davening. Person is very careful with the way he speaks in Rosh Hashanah. Person has to be careful not to waste time on Rosh Hashanah, not to joke around on Rosh Hashanah. Person has to be serious on Rosh Hashanah. Because here's his opportunity to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges him the way he acts on Rosh Hashanah. What is the pshat in that? What is the pshat in that? Really, we're acting like good boys for 2 days. We're faking out HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. For 2 days we'll behave ourselves, and then afterwards we'll go back. Beforehand we did this, and then Rosh Hashanah will. So people think it's a fake, and it's 100% not true. It's not a fake. It's absolutely not sheker at all. It's the MS, it's the truth. On Rosh Hashanah, the purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to really realize what we're here in this world for and what we truly are. Every person inside is a tzaddik. Every person has an neshama. Every person really is a tzaddik. Every person wants to do good. Rabbi Kalish spoke out on Friday, overheard. I was thinking beforehand also with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Kaifin Isayachayama wrote to any. You force a person until he says he wants. A person really wants to do mitzvahs. We all want to do mitzvahs. I'll bring you a few proofs in a minute. A person really wants to do mitzvahs. A person really wants to do good. A person doesn't want to do Aveiros. So Yetzahara makes it very difficult for us. So in Rosh Hashanah, a person tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know about the past. Perhaps I don't even know about the future. So on these 2 days, I'm going to try to be a perfect person. I'm going to do my best to treat these days very, very seriously. And even if the day before Rosh Hashanah, I was very far from acting this way, but this is what I really want to be. This is what I really am. And in Mirtz Hashem, I'm going to shtaik. I'm going to grow. But on Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to make sure to take life seriously. And every person, that's the truth. You know, Chas V'Shalom, if there's a Bachar who, you know, hasn't been doing good things with his life. And Rosh Hashanah, you see in him, he's very, very serious, and he's very careful in the way he acts, and he's careful in the way he talks. And Chas V'Shalom, another Bachar might come to him and say, Shmerel, this is the way you're acting, Rosh Hashanah, Shmerel. Come on, Shmerel. Shmerel is a tzaddik. Shmerel is a heilig yid. Shmerel is on his way to Aliyah. Shmerel is on his way to a good year. Shmerel shteig. Barrel, the person who came over to him, he's a faker. He's the faker. He doesn't realize what life's about. He doesn't realize what Rosh Hashanah is about. And therefore, since he's not doing it himself, perhaps he makes fun of somebody else. But it's not. The truthful thing is a person should be on his best behavior on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is judging you. It's not fake. Maybe the whole year we're not able to overcome our Yetzirah, but that's really what we want. If I have to just give you a few, just to show it to you, I'm saying, I think every person in this room would be willing right now, if he had $5,000, just to give a small number. If you're willing to give $5,000 or get $5,000, if I would promise you, give me $5,000, I promise you I'll turn you into tzaddik overnight. You'll want to learn a whole day and you'll be a masmid. I'll turn you into a masmid, I'll turn you into tzaddik. Give me $5,000 right now. I think every single person in this room, not even in this room, would have no suffix, wouldn't wait a second, would run to give the money. Because a person deep down knows that that's what life's about. And even though it's hard for him to do it, he wishes deep down, and not even so deep down, he wishes that that's the way he would be. You know? I tell a bacher, I'll give you $5,000. Be Mechal Shabbos on purpose. Amazing. Purposely be Mechal Shabbos. I'll give you $5,000. Don't learn a word today of Torah. I'll give you $5,000. Many Bachrim that are far away from Torah and Mitzvahs. Many Bachrim that are not doing what they should be doing. Many people that, but 99.9% of them, all of them, wouldn't take the money. Because deep down we understand that what life's about. If I try to buy from a bacher. Yesterday's schar. Every mitzvah you did yesterday, I'll give you $100. Give me yesterday's schar. Give me yesterday's schar. I'll give you $100. Give you $1,000. Give me yesterday's all the schar. Any mitzvah you did yesterday, assuming the person did so. But the person did some mitzvahs, I'll give you $1,000. No way. You're crazy. I'm gonna sell my olam haba. It's an amazing thing that a person deep down realizes what's important. He wouldn't give in for money. He wouldn't sell his olam haba for any money. He believes in olam haba. He believes in Torah and mitzvahs. And yet the Yetzer Hara is so good. The Yetzer Hara is so good. The Yetzer Hara is so tough that he somehow was able to still stop us from our inside just bulging out and just doing and just learning and serving Hashem. The Yetzer Hara is so good that even though we know it's the truth and even though we know it's right, still we have a hard time. But on Rosh Hashanah, we know we have 2 days. And we have special Siyata Deshmaya, of 2 days of Tefillah. You're in Shul. Baruch Hashem in Yeshiva. You're in Yeshiva, davening the whole day. So you don't have to do much. You just have to stay here. The person takes the davening seriously. And he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Basher Husham, this is where I am. Basher Husham, that's where he is. That's where I really am. Yesterday I wasn't there. Deep down, but this is where I really am. This is where I really want to be. A person should not feel at all that he's chas v'shalom faking. It's the furthest thing from fake. Also, I think it's important to point out just the Eitz HaTaiva that saved me. I thought this a while ago. I find sometimes that I'm davening Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So I find that I'm davening and I try, but sometimes you just don't feel the emotions behind the words. I'm saying Hashem Elech, Hashem Olach, Hashem Yimlai, Olam Vayd, and everyone's screaming and your heart doesn't scream. You don't feel it. You might scream like everybody else, but you feel kind of stupid and you feel a little bit depressed inside. I don't feel it, you know. Maybe some parts of davening you feel it. But sometimes, you know, it depends. Maybe sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you just don't feel it. Not only that, sometimes you could even find yourself saying Nisana Taikiv Kedusha Sayyim. Mi Yechya, Mi Yamas. You say these powerful words. Mi Vamayim, Mi Va'esh. You say these powerful words. And now Baruch Hashem, Hashem give me Siyat Yishmael. I can feel the words. I don't know if I'll feel them so well in Rosh Hashanah. But the person might stand up in Rosh Hashanah, might be myself, and he won't feel it inside. You won't feel it. Everyone will be screaming, and he knows he's saying the most powerful things. This is the most powerful part of davening, and he doesn't feel it. And I'll tell you what I tell myself, and it works, is your goal should be before Rosh Hashanah, is that you're going to take your sitter, you're going to take your master, and you're going to sit in front of the master and say every word. You're going to try your best to focus on the meanings of the word, and you're going to try your best to concentrate. But not everything is up to us. Sometimes you don't have the feelings. But don't stop saying the words. Don't stop saying the words seriously. Don't get depressed. Don't get down. Just say the words as best as you can say them. Even if you don't feel them, say Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech. You don't feel it, it's not fake. You wish you'd be feeling the words. And you are saying the words. You mean them. You know they're true. Don't get discouraged. I think it's a davar pasha that a person who spends all Rosh Hashanah in front of his siddur, and he davens with kavana, he davens seriously, he tries to pay attention to the words, he doesn't skip around, and he tries to focus, and most of the time he doesn't feel too much. He really doesn't feel too much. He's not so involved. His heart is not so involved. And another given to someone else, he doesn't pay so much attention, you know. But comes, you know, some people are more emotional. Comes the Sana Taikev, comes Shmon Esrei, he's bawling, he's crying. And sometimes, you know, you're next to the guy. You're like, what's with me? What's going to be with me? Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Do what you have to do. Try to daven as best as you can. Take it slowly. Try to say every word. Think about what you're saying. Don't get discouraged. It keeps me going to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. I know I have one job. The feelings are up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu many times. My job is just to take it seriously, say every word. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our tefillahs, Hashem should accept the words as if we have the full emotions. So just Nachum, we'll move on to Aseres Mitzvah a little bit, but Rosh Hashanah, a person should be focusing on the 2 days. The Iker focus is not about your Averis in the past. The focus is on going weiter in the future, in the present. The focus is, today I'm going to be perfect, today I'm going to do my best. I might make mistakes today also, but I'm going to try my best to be perfect. I'm going to try my best to serve Hashem properly, to daven properly, to speak properly, not to speak Lashon Hara, not to hang out with friends, it's not a time to hang out, to treat the day very respectfully. And that is very special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a tremendous schus liyam adin. And not only that, has a tremendous influence on the person. Not only that, has a tremendous hashpa on the person. The person 2 days takes life seriously. The person 2 days focuses on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he really tries his hardest, even though in the past he was very, very far from it. But on those 2 days he tries very hard to be the way he knows you should be. That itself is your job on Rosh Hashanah, and a bonus, not just a bonus, but that's going to have a tremendous impact on you for the rest of the year. Even if you'll go back the next day, you're a different person. We'll discuss a little more. Let's discuss the Aseres Mitzvah. What is the pshat? Someone said, asked me recently, what is the pshat that Rosh Hashanah is first and then Yom Kippur? If anything, Yom Kippur should be first. We should daven Hashem for mechila. We should daven Hashem for forgiveness. And then afterwards should come Rosh Hashanah. Afterwards should come Yom Adin. But I think along the lines we're saying is the pshat that Rosh Hashanah is the time to focus on being Avdei Hashem. Forget the past, because when you focus on the past, sometimes it obstructs your present, obstructs your future. Focus on the present, Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to be perfect, Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to try my best. I'm going to try my best to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah. Take a step forward with your life. Take a step forward in your life. And after Rosh Hashanah, after you step forward, after you show yourself what you could do and what you could be, then maybe we could look a little bit back and say, the stuff I did in the past, I want to ask Hashem for forgiveness for that. But if a person is just looking in the past, a person is just looking about his averus, he gets down, he might get depressed, he gets down. There are many people that cry their whole lives, oh yeah, I did this avera, I'm about so much taira. And they don't learn, they don't become masculine, they just cry their whole lives that they're not learning. A person has to first step forward, a person has to first grow, a person has to first make steps forward. And then a person could look back and say, oh, what did I do in the past? I think we do that in davening every day. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarei sefa, v'karveinu malkeinu l'avodah sefa. We first ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu avinu l'sarei sefa, Hashem should return us to your Torah. V'karveinu malkeinu l'avodah sefa, Hashem should mekarev us to this avodah. And then the next bracha is slach lanu. Then we ask Hashem for mechila. We have to first make a little progress. We have to first show ourselves what life's about and what we could do. And then afterwards go back a little bit to do tshuva. Now let's try to focus a little on the Aseres Mitzvah. What can we do during the Aseres Mitzvah? I think most people have the following one of the major setbacks in doing any tshuva is the person thinks to himself, look, I'm a certain way. I know I have a lot of things to work on. I know I have a lot of things to improve. And there's no way I'm going to be able to do it. There's no way I'm going to be able to become a good person. There's no way I'm able to tzaddik. I'm so far away. I do this thing wrong. I learn an hour a day, 2 hours a day. How am I going to grow? How am I going to become a tzaddik all of a sudden? I'm going to be learning all day. I'm going to stay away from different forbidden things. How am I going to do it? And a person is overwhelmed. A person is overwhelmed by the amount he has to accomplish. And therefore, a person has to know that's not the pshat. At least at least for the simple people like myself, I think that's not the avoda necessarily. We have to realize that to grow, to become something in life, no one changes overnight, and no one changes in a year either. It takes a long time for a person to grow, for a person to change. It takes time. It takes steps. A person's looking at a big mountain, and he sees the top of the mountain. He's supposed to get up to the mountain. And he tries jumping once or twice, and he knows it's useless. How am I going to jump to the top of the mountain? So some brilliant person says, why don't you take another steps of the mountain? Why don't you climb the steps? There are a lot of steps to climb to get to the top of the mountain. And during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the job is to start working on those steps. Is to start working on the steps, not to get to the top of the mountain. That's not possible. How does a person climb the steps of Aseres Yimei Tshuva? How does a person climb one step? If a person climbs one step, it's worth all Aseres Yimei Tshuva. I was thinking, say it earlier, but we just learned the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah is not only a day of judgment for Jews; it's a day of judgment for Goyim also. And I was thinking how lucky we are. We're so lucky. We're so lucky that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us about this judgment. We know about this judgment. We do something about this judgment. We do tshuva. We daven, and we do things about the judgment. The Goyim are so oblivious to what's going on around them. You say, when you're a child, you think to yourself, oh, guy's lucky, he doesn't have to have a shul all day, it's so difficult. When you get a little older, you realize you have to embrace Rosh Hashanah, you have to realize that it's a schus. You have to grow up a little bit. And HaKadosh Baruch gives us Aseres Yimei Tshuva, it's a chance to grow. What is the job in Aseres Yimei Tshuva? A person's not going to be able to keep Rosh Hashanah for 10 days. If a person could, gevaldik. It's going to be hard for a person to keep a Rosh Hashanah for 10 days. The next Aseres Yimei Tshuva, some Gedalia, the person is going to be, I'm going to learn the whole day, I'm going to dive and stay in yeshiva all day. It's probably not going to happen. But let the Aseres Yimei Tshuva be a step up from the rest of the year. Just like the Rosh Hashanah, we could try to really try to be as perfect as we can be. We're in shul most of the day. It's possible to be really good. But Aseres Yimei Tshuva is harder. But let us try to elevate Aseres Yimei Tshuva even a little bit. Some Gedalia, come some Gedalia. I shouldn't say it, but I'll say it anyways. I say it every year. It's a tremendous chilul Hashem that after Rosh Hashanah comes the Tzom Gedalia, comes the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It's been a zman already, and people slack off a little bit. Sukkot is coming. Who could think about Sukkot? That's an amazing thing. You hit Rosh Hashanah, you focus on Rosh Hashanah, you focus on Yom Kippur, and all of a sudden Sukkot jumps at you. Sukkot can't even be on your mind. I don't know. It's hard to even think about your Sukkot. You have to think about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And people are already thinking about Ben Azvanim, Chas V'Shalom. A person has to makav on himself. A person has to be careful to treat Aseres Yimei Tshuva at least as good as his good days in the Zman. Tzom Gedalia, a person has to be there for a Seder. A person has to show himself and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants to change, he wants to grow. It doesn't have to be a whole day of learning. As long as you're just a little more careful than you are the rest of the year, those 10 days, be careful with your Sarim, even though other people maybe are not learning. And other people maybe are not doing what they should be doing. You're makab on yourself to keep your regular starim, to be a little bit better during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And a person says, a little bit better, a little bit better, so it's not good enough. It's the Yetzirah talking. It's the Yetzirah talking. Again, I can go on to Mishalim for a long time. Like Chas V'Shalom, a person's finger, a person's Chas V'Shalom is in jeopardy. A person's in jeopardy of losing a finger. So if you tell the doctor, it's fine. It's only a finger. It's only a finger. It's a big deal. We don't realize what a mitzvah is. I could speak about this for a long time. We don't realize what a mitzvah is. We don't realize what a neveir is. We don't realize what it is a mitzvah. $1 million, we know what it is. I'm not going to rip any money this year. But we don't realize what a mitzvah is. $1 million, we know what it is. But we have to know, even if we can't always feel it, we have to know a mitzvah is worth a lot more than $1 million. A mitzvah is priceless. If a person grows a little bit, a tiny bit, maybe he doesn't even know how much he's grown. A little bit a person's grown. If a person treats Aseres Yimei Tshuva a little bit differently, then he's grown a lot. He's grown a little bit, but it's really a lot. Every step a person grows is a tremendous accomplishment. And that's how you become a greater person. It's by growing a little bit. And the person who treats Aseres Yimei Tshuva differently, he's shtaying a belt. If the Yetzer tells you, oh, what are you doing if you're careful with your Sarim, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, it's not good enough, you have to learn all day and this and that. It's just the Yetzer. It's the Yetzer. It's completely the Yetzer Hara. Person, just be a little bit more serious as Yetzer Mitzvah. Be more careful with your star and be more careful with your learning. And it's a tremendous accomplishment. So that was Malcolm Oval today. By the Glazers. And I was speaking to Shmuley, and he said, there's a halacha of a einig, a person who lost a relative, and till the kvura, till the burial, he's not supposed to do any mitzvahs. He doesn't do any mitzvahs. And because they went to Eretz Yisrael, he said two days he didn't wear tefillin. Two days he wasn't able to do mitzvahs. He put food in your mouth. There was no bracha. And he said a gavaldika thing. He said, "Shabbos for the Shamavah Nifter." He said that he had a yitzhar to make a bracha. He had a yitzhar to do a mitzvah. He had a yitzhar to do a mitzvah. He had to control himself. We don't realize how lucky we are to have the mitzvahs. A guy goes to 7-Eleven. I was thinking once, you stop at it, you're on the highway, you go to 7-Eleven, a guy, you take a hot dog off the hot dogs and this, takes it, eats it. Life has no meaning. Without mitzvahs, life has no meaning for us. We don't realize it. We don't appreciate the mitzvahs because, Baruch Hashem, we do a lot of mitzvahs. And maybe it's enough to keep us, a little bit satisfied. We give Shabbos, and we learn, and we daven. And even though we don't daven the way we should, and we don't learn the way we should, and we don't keep Shabbos the way we should, but L'maisa gives us a lot more than we realize. It gives us a tremendous simcha in life. And when it's taken away, you appreciate it. And I was thinking, what is a pshat? Why does the Einin not allowed to do mitzvahs? So there are, more practical reasons for Isaac and mitzvah. L'maisa, why is he not allowed to do mitzvahs? Why is it that way? So I was thinking just a pashavar. That a time of Misa, when a person focuses on someone's death, like Shlomo Melech said, it's better to go to the house of mourning than the house of a mishnah, a house of a chasna, a house of a party. Because when a person sees death, it reminds them what life's about. It reminds them that life is only temporary. Life is short. If we're really tzaddikim, we know it. I'm saying, think about it. Is it better for a person to be nifter at 30 at tzaddik or be nifter at 150, 100, 200 a rosh? We know that it doesn't really make a difference how long you live. It's what you do with what a person does with his life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the lesson of death. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us in Misa. Chafshi min ha-mitzvah. When a person's dead, he can't do a mitzvah anymore. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that yafish ha-achas, that 1 second of tshuva ma'isa tayvim in this world is better than all of Olam Haba. The gift of this world, even though it's sometimes difficult, but the gift of this world is an opportunity to do mitzvahs. We're so lucky, we have a chance to do mitzvah. We have to appreciate the mitzvahs that we have. We have to appreciate the value of a mitzvah. We have to realize how serious an aveira is, how we're ruining our lives. We're ruining ourselves, we're ruining our lives. We're losing our potential for nitzchias, eternity, when we don't keep the mitzvahs properly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching the person, at the time of Misa, I'm going to take away the mitzvahs from you from one day. Because this way you'll really understand what it is, you'll appreciate the mitzvahs, you'll understand what it is a mitzvah. So that's why the time of Misa, the relatives can't do any mitzvahs. They should fully appreciate what the schus of doing mitzvahs. And it's such a schus, we have to do mitzvahs. Schus of learning Torah, 1 second of Torah is Talmud Torah Kenegad Kulam. A person's mevatel Torah, he wastes time from Torah. So it's also Kenegad Kulam, it's brought down. The punishment for bittul Torah is very, very severe. So we're not holding yet, maybe, and not wasting every second. We have to, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei is the time to realize, to focus on what we should, where we should be, what's important, and take small steps in becoming a little bit more serious people. I just like to end with the following what's it called? This is, I know people speak about Kabbalahs, and someone told me, don't speak about Kabbalahs, he said. People spoke about Kabbalahs, he said. And most people say that you should take something small, you should do a small thing. They say the Rav Shach said that Rav Shach was makabel to the bench from a bencher. So that's above me. I'm not holding on such a high madrig. That's a very big Kabbalah for me. I have a smaller idea for you, which I think is a very chash of a zach. It's smaller, but it's, I like to take a guaranteed Kabbalah. If a person wants to mekabel something for the whole year, he should, he definitely should. But at least a person should mekabel one thing, let it be tonight, let it be tomorrow. A person let mekabel one thing that's an absolute that it's done. It's absolute done. There's no suffix that it's done. It's a one action and it's done. And it's done and that's it. And that's, don't worry, it's not for the whole year. It is for the whole year. It affects your whole year. Do one Kabbalah and done. You can have a second Kabbalah for the rest of the year. But at least have one Kabbalah for now. What do I mean? What am I talking about? There's certain Kabbalahs, the first Gimel Kabbalah, that he can guarantee keep them. He knows he can keep them. Let's say a person has something he shouldn't have. He's mekabel himself right now to go to the, when he goes to the dump to throw it out. He's not mekabel never to get anything else again. He's mekabel to throw something out. If he's in a room, if he's in a dorm with people that are having a bad hashpah and bad influence, then he's mekabel that he's going to go speak to the Rosh Hashiva. Mekabel one serious thing that you will for sure do. One serious thing. A person has to really think into his life, you know. One serious thing that he for sure will do. I'll tell you, I should publicize this. I was mekabel myself. It's not as guaranteed, but it's close. I was mekabel myself that I have a habit of turning on the radio. I was mekabel myself that I wouldn't listen to the radio for no reason till after Shmiyat Tzaras at least. Get me in a good habit of not listening to Shlissim and all the junk on the radio. Just till Shmiyat Tzaras, because I know I can keep that. That's a guaranteed Kabbalah by me. It's a guaranteed Kabbalah, I'm not going to do it, especially after I've said it in public. A person mekabel something that he's for sure going to do. Let's say a person is mekabel to buy himself a certain sefer. A person mekabel to buy himself negel vaser to put next to his bed. He's not mekabel to wash his hands every day. He's mekabel that he's going to buy himself a negel vaser and put it by his bed. Mekabel to put up a asher yatzer. Mekabel on yourself one maisa. You have to do one action and you promise yourself you're going to do it. And let that action be something thoughtful. Let that action be something that's going to have some reishim on you, some impact on you. But just whatever we do, we have to realize that if we do a little bit more on Aseres Yemei Teshuva, a little bit more on Aseres Yemei Teshuva, we're careful with our learning. We're careful with our davening. We're just a little bit better. It's not a little thing. It's huge. It's unbelievable. You should feel so great and feel so lucky. It's unbelievable. And a person on Rosh Hashanah, he focuses on Rosh Hashanah and he davens like a mensch. And it's hard for us. Davens like a mensch. And he's careful not to make stupid jokes. And not to make stupid jokes by the yontif table. And he's careful to be more serious on Rosh Hashanah. It's a gewaldic thing. And don't listen to the lake sun, and don't listen to the people that say, all of a sudden you became so serious. Yes, all of a sudden you became so serious, because you know what life's about. Amir Hashem, we should be zeichet to it. Hashem should have rachmanas on us and bless us for a shana, bracha, and atzlacha.